Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This letter by six American congressmen, it actually confuses me a bit, to be honest, because I don't understand the diplomatic implications. So I don't understand if it has any relevance. I know what it's saying. It is calling out the South African government on its hypocrisy. It's calling out the South African government on its stance towards Israel and to concern about the Jewish community. And in some ways, I guess that's good. In some ways, it also, I don't know, I'm quite ambivalent about it. And I wanted to get the response from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Professor Karen Milner, she is chairperson at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Good morning. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Morning, hi Howard. How are you? I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good. So your response to this letter, it went very, very public and viral yesterday. I don't know if you had seen it prior to that. I don't know how it was publicized. Give us some background here.
So I don't know how it was publicized. It certainly, as you say, I mean, people were spreading it. People were sharing it very, very quickly. I'm not sure whether they released the letter themselves. I assume so. I don't think that there's any reason for the letter to be particularly private, and I think it is important, regardless of the level of the official level of the letter, that America does call out the kind of bullying and the kind of stance that Minister Pandor has been taking.
Right. So let's break that down. What did the letter do? What did it call out?
So it particularly called out her threat, which was made a short while ago, but is particularly relevant now in the context of the Iranian strike on Israel, the threat that she had around arresting anybody who has served in the IDF who arrives in South Africa, or South African citizens who have served in the IDF. And remember, the IDF, of course, is a conscripted army. So effectively, it's really referring to anybody who has been a citizen in Israel.
Right.
So from that point of view, when you make statements like that, and quite soon after that, Iran sends a barrage of missiles over Israel, and a country that you see as your ally as well, America, stands directly with Israel in fighting off those missiles. You can't really expect Americans to be comfortable or satisfied that their ally is effectively attacking Israel in this way. It just makes no sense that Minister Pandor seems to think that she can have it both ways.
Is there likely to be any response from the minister? Have you had much response? You obviously have tried to engage as the Jewish Board of Deputies, certainly I know very much at the beginning of this round of conflict. What's the response to you been like?
So the response to us has, as you know, it's been really the key issue was a meeting that the Jewish Board of Deputies had, and we have discussed this a few times on your program, but the key meeting that the Jewish Board of Deputies had with the president in December, which was just a few weeks before they brought their case to the ICJ. So from that point of view, we have not officially met with Minister Pandor since then. And since then, her statements, in fact, she's really doubled down on her position. And I really think it's important to recognize what her position, where her position is coming from. As I said before, we've seen a minister who has made phone calls to Hamas happily, or certainly not condemned Hamas coming to South Africa quite soon after October the 7th, who has had numerous meetings in Iran, and in fact really did very little, or in fact did not condemn the latest Iranian strike, not the latest, but the Iranian strike on Israel, in terms that really that was required. So she has very much chosen her side on this, in this conflict, and I think it is unsurprising that Americans have got to learn it and are very disturbed by this.
And the fact is that they wrote it as members of Congress. They didn't write that in the personal capacity. They signed it as members of Congress. I think shows a very, very the very high level and seriousness with which this is being taken.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I know that the bill has been withdrawn subsequently, but we saw a bill introduced recently that would review many of the American trade and the American relations, trade relations with South Africa. That's withdrawn, but remember that those trade relations can be reviewed at any point. We're seeing this letter come out by American Congress people. So although, what we're talking about is not at the level of any kind of official statement to the president, I don't think we can underestimate the kind of pressure that is being brought to bear on Minister Pandor. And the reality is, I wouldn't be surprised if Minister Pandor does ignore it because, as I said before, of her real obsessiveness around the conflict in Israel. What she should be doing as Minister of Foreign Affairs is, in fact, doing everything in her power to engage in a policy of foreign affairs that benefits South Africans. And instead, she has alienated, clearly, one of South Africa's biggest trading partners. And I think that she shouldn't be allowed to do this with impunity.
So it was interesting to me that I certainly haven't seen Pandora's response to Iran. Ramaphosa made a completely nebulous statement about all the parties must this or must that and calm it down. But I certainly haven't seen anything.
Sorry,
from
you are correct. You are correct. I'm referring to President Ramaphosa's statement, not, right. I have not seen a response by Naledi Pandor either.
Which is interesting in of itself, because she's quite happy to make statements, at the drop of a teacup, but she certainly hasn't said anything about this. Does that indicate further the relationship between South Africa and Iran?
So, I can't comment directly. Well, I have commented a little bit on the relationship between South Africa and Iran. Certainly, all we can judge the relationship between South Africa and Iran, or at the very least the relationship between Minister Pandor and Iran, is on the actions and the statements they have made or haven't made so far. I think that it is telling that there has been no statement so far that I've seen. I stand to be corrected, that I've seen from Minister Pandor, and that President Ramaphosa's statement was pyrrhic, to say the least, and in fact, effectively, at some level, if you read between the lines, kind of suggested that it was Israel that was...
Well, it did, because he said, it was almost as though, the parties must all, reduce tension, and let's not forget the plight of the Palestinians, in case, God forbid, we focused for a moment on the fact that ballistic missiles were being fired across over other countries, countries towards Israel, not forgetting the damage that could have done to those countries as well. So he certainly made it quite clear that he can't really be bothered with this now, and we need to just keep the focus where it needs to be.
Yeah, I think that it really is telling, because I think that the playing down, and it's been done quite a lot on social media, of that attack by Iran on Israel, which clearly, had those missiles not been shot down, would have done immense damage in civilian areas. And as we know, a child was, in fact, very severely injured. And it doesn't take away from our compassion and our sympathy. I say it every time. It really is the death and destruction that is occurring in this conflict is absolutely heartbreaking. But if you are the enormous hypocrisy of the idea that because Jews didn't die because of the defense system as a result of the Iranian attack meant that it was somehow irrelevant is quite mind-boggling. You know, you do want to say, well, had these missiles landed, the death and destruction would have been horrific.
Horrendous, absolutely.
And yet, the government was able to put out this incredibly this incredible statement that falls short of condemning an attack that attempted, firstly, to do tremendous damage to civilians, and that secondly represented a massive escalation in the conflict in the Middle East. So I think we have to draw our own conclusions from that statement.
Very, very interesting. Just a final thought on the letter, just to circle back to that. Do you anticipate any reaction? But anything further, any further steps, anything further to come from this letter, or is it just going to be something that is out there and then slowly dissipates and that's the last we hear of it?
Well, I don't know what might come from this particular letter, but I think that the letter really does signify that what is happening in South Africa is being recognized and is being recognized as an issue of concern within the US. As I said, we have to see it in the context of this being the second focus of America on South Africa in relation to its foreign policy and in relation to the implications that has for Jewish South Africans. So I think that the focus is shifting increasingly onto South Africa and South Africa's actions. And I think that if we don't see some kind of correction in the way in which the minister, our DIRCO and Ministry of Foreign Affairs has chosen to take sides in this issue and chosen to ignore the rising anti-Semitism in this country, then I think we may well see increasing and increasingly powerful responses from the US, who really should not be enabling South Africa's behavior when it comes to Israel.
And that is where we leave it. Professor Karen Mulner, thank you as always. Moshe says, hi Howard, was the letter from the USA widely reported and publicized in SA media? I've only heard about it on Chai FM. Moshe, I don't know about other radio stations. I certainly have not seen it in the press at all. It doesn't mean I didn't miss it, but I do keep quite a close eye on the press, and I have not, as of yet, seen it anywhere else. It is 7:31.